Prosecutor, Minnesota has become a magnet for welfare fraud. By Warner Todd Houston on December 19, 2025. Officials are investigating additional Minnesota welfare fraud worth $18 billion in federally funded Medicaid, housing, and other programs. Perhaps half of that $18 billion in funding has been lost to fraud, Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson said during a press conference Thursday. People come from all over the world to steal millions from U.S. government welfare programs, he added. The fraud committed in Minneapolis by the Somali community far exceeds the GDP of the country of Somalia itself. Plus, these Somali networks funneled the money and made its way to Al-Shabaab terror groups. pic.twitter.com/4gx4nwj2n5. Government Accountability Institute, at government_account_inst, December 19, 2025. Minnesota has become a magnet for fraud. So much so that we have developed a fraud tourism industry. People coming to our state purely to exploit and defraud its programs, Thompson said. This is a deeply unsettling reality that all Minnesotans should understand. Thompson explained that traditional Medicare and Medicaid fraud is that people overbill, but said the fraud in Democrat Governor Tim Walz's Minnesota has been unique in that thieves are not providing any services, just creating fake companies and filing wholly fake bills to the state. Watch. Under Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the state has become the land of opportunity to commit mind-boggling fraud. The federal prosecutor in the Feeding Our Future scheme, Joe Thompson, unveiled charges against six new defendants on Thursday, including two who were based in pic.twitter.com/rmbzspa0nd. Washington Free Beacon, at Free Beacon, December 19, 2025. Thompson revealed that charges have been filed against Anthony Waddell Jefferson, Lester Brown, Hassan Ahmed Hussein, Ahmed Abdurrashid Muhammad, Kamal Omar Salah, and Asha Farhan Hassan, who collectively filed more than $11 million in fake bills for non-existent people with disabilities and autism, which included housing procurement services, wire fraud, and other fraudulent activities. Breaking: First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson stated he believes half or more of the $18 billion spent on 14 programs likely represents fraud in Minnesota. During the conference, he highlighted 14 programs, including autism and housing services, that are flagged as pic.twitter.com/f7hkxpmld0. Fox 9, at Fox 9, December 18, 2025. The fraud cases have already resulted in many prosecutions and convictions. A dozen people have been convicted in the Feeding Our Future scam, in which members of Minnesota's Somali community filed fake bills to the state supposedly for feeding needy children. But the services were never performed and the money was stolen, with some of it even sent to Africa to fund terrorist groups in Somalia. Republican State Representative Elliot Engen, who is running for the Minnesota State Auditor's Office, posted a video to his social media lamenting that fraud has been legalized by leaders neglecting to verify the legitimacy of the companies with contracts being paid by the state. In Minnesota, fraud has been legalized. The elected leaders responsible for exposing it and preventing it are currently enabling it. Hennepin County's $21 million contract with Nexus is another example of just that. pic.twitter.com/sujt1onchefg. Elliot Engen, at Elliot and Jen, December 18, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.